meets the needs of your agribusiness. They offer multiple products and services with competitive rates. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions and changes. Contact your local North Star Bank branch to speak to one of their experienced ag lenders today. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. Over 190 variations of the 450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger 450 AR, an exclusive Go Wild with 16-inch heavy barrel and factory muzzle brake with bronze Cerakote finish and camouflage stock. We also have the new Barnes and Subsonic ammo for the 450 on hand, along with plenty of pistols and AR rifles in stock.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best deal at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Well, Howard, it looks like great gridiron weather for the football game, and the home team looks like they're in great condition.
They do, Hank, and the quarterback looks like he's got a good handle on the football tonight. Wait, it looks like he's taking the ball all the way in. He scores!
Speaking of scoring, did you see the Bayport State Bank offers free regular and business checking? No monthly or annual fees, no per-check charge.
Really? That sounds like a great play, but what about maintaining a minimum balance?
No minimum balance, no monthly or annual fees, no per-checking charge, free notary service, internet and telephone banking, and great customer service. It's a touchdown every time.
Well, Hank, it sounds like Bayport State Bank is taking the ball and running with it.
Open your checking today at Bayport State Bank with no monthly or annual fees, no per check charge, and no daily minimum balance. Minimum opening deposit is required. Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad Axe. Member FDIC.
Do you need vehicle repairs? Contact Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They not only do heating, cooling, and air conditioning repair, they offer full-service mechanic work, cars, trucks, semis, RVs, along with all types of agricultural equipment. They have a new state-of-the-art Matco 1234YF unit, so they can fix any air conditioning system in any vehicle.
This is Gary Rocci. We have the equipment, parts, and expert knowledge to get the job done. So if you're getting a little hot under the collar, contact Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe or call 269-7101. That's 269-7101.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Welcome back to Laker Field. We are 18 minutes and 23 seconds away from game time with the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers and the Bad Axe Hatchets. Kurt Dammer along with Steven Kaczynski bringing you tonight's play-by-play. Steve, we covered a lot of neat little things that are happening tonight, including you'll hear the howitzer in the background. Right here, they hauled it here from Central Michigan University, which you'll hear go off at the end of the national anthem. And you'll also hear any time the Laker team scores, you'll also hear the cannon be fired or howitzer be fired. All right, let's talk about the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, a 3-1 record. We're looking at, one loss, and it just came here. Was that last Friday?
Yep.
Reese?
They came out of the season hot, beating a very good USA team before they went up against Reese. They played Reese, and their offense, it just wasn't there. They against USA, they were able to ground and pound, and they were getting anything they wanted. Against Reese, you know, they went down to Reese. I think that
well, it was well scouted. Lakers,
yes.
Lakers were well scouted for
yes.
that by that Reese team, and
they
did a great job.
Yeah, they came out their coaching staff. They came out with a great game plan. They did it to perfection, and it really showed as they were basically able to shut down the Laker running game.
Well, the first game was 38-7 with the Lakers winning over Carroll.
Carroll, yep.
A big time win. You know, this is when everybody thought this was just going to take off and be an untouchable because Lakers does have a physical presence
yes.
on the field with some massive bodies. A 58-0 win over Vassar, the Vulcans. Then that was followed by, which we saw here was a home game,
yep.
which was a 28-22 win over, like you mentioned, a very good USA Patriot team. That was a game that could have really gone either way if USA just could have gotten a few plays. But the Lakers, they just pounded and pounded and pounded out of that power eye formation. There was, I think, Wisner ran, I don't know, 27 plays mm-hmm. in a row, something like that, out of the deep back or offensive back formation. Just over and over, and we saw the same play run with Blake Smithers up front as a fullback, big Colton Arvida as there, the second running back, followed by massive Eric Wisner. So you've got these guys are 200, 250, 240, 220. You know, running at you. The first guy hits you is an all-stater with Smithers.
Yep.
Yeah, but the thing was, as you mentioned, with Reese, they read it. They were scouted. Lakers were scouted, and the Reese Rockets read them the riot act.
Yeah, they said they came out, and Lakers' offense is their philosophy is basically we're going to run it down your throat, try to stop us, and good luck. Well,
right.
against Reese – Reese was able to stop him, and I don't quite think they were expecting that because now we look at Reese heading into that game. Reese was 0-3,
right?
And they had not scored a touchdown in two games, so I think I don't want to say it, but I mean maybe our boys kind of went in there a little bit thinking, you know, Laker boys kind of went in there thinking, you know,
yep.
hey, they might have been looking ahead,
right?
And their running game was just not able to get off the ground at all. Again, that whole game, you know, they were feeding to Wisner. They would try to go to Kretschmer. They went to Logan Collison-Russell. None of their backs were able to get anything going against that Reese defensive line.
And Lakers have a good combination. They've got some speed around the end. You mentioned Logan Collison-Russell, one or two of these other guys. They do have some wheels. But if they want to run a power game, they can. But the fact that what's considered probably one of the best power running teams in the state of Michigan right now, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, with that power eye formation of those three running backs. I don't know of any team in the state that has so much meat and potatoes with three men right in a row and still have a good strong line up front. But boy, Reese Rockets figured him out.
Like I said, it was they did in flashes. Lakers did the other night. They were able to, you know, get a drive going here and there. It's just in the fourth quarter when the game mattered the most. Reese, you could see the Reese defensive line. They wanted it more. They wanted to get stops more than what Lakers wanted to get first downs. And Reese was able to come out with their first win.
Well, let's take a look now at the Bad Axe Hatches because we look at the Lakers' early record here. 1, 2, 3, 4 games in now here tonight with the Bad Axe Hatches. Let's look at the first four here with the Bad Axe Hatches. As the Lakers look like there was an earthquake and a lot of tremor, the Bad Axe Hatches built on it was they're walking a staircase. They're building their way up. They started out with a 36-6 loss to Sandusky. Good Sandusky team, though.
Yes.
A very good Sandusky team.
And I would say that game, you know, first-year head coach Cal Polkley heading into his first game under the reins of Bad Axe, they go up against, arguably, in my opinion, the best team in the Greater Thumb East,
yeah.
Sandusky. And you talk about three-headed monster. The running backs over in Sandusky, they can run. They can play. And I think Bad Axe they weren't ready for that level yet. They kind of got punched in the mouth. But over these past 3 weeks, they have really improved, and they are a team to watch out for.
So 36-6 loss to Sandusky, and we're kind of wondering, we should have taken a better look at least as fans, of what the powerhouse Sandusky is and what they were when they played that game. That was followed by, though, the Bad Axe Hatches come back with a 36-0 win over the Carroll Tigers. Then,